This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
It takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave.
Over the weekend, you spent some time with your nan, and you love your nan. Your nan is quite a character.
My nan is a character, and she's always got plenty of interesting things to say, Dave. This is sort of how a day with my nan goes. We'll generally go out and we'll have lunch together and we'll have some general chit-chat stuff where, you know, she'll ask me what I've been doing and I'll talk about work. And then I'll take her to the supermarket and we'll get her some stuff and then we'll go back to her house and we'll have some chats. So that's a standard day with my nan. So we're having lunch and she's asking me about work, and it's always really interesting when I try and explain what my job is to her because she doesn't really know what the internet is.
It's a really hard concept to explain to someone who has, well, virtually no concept of the internet.
Yeah.
Where do you begin?
Well, and so I was saying, oh, well, you know, this is the internet. And I said,
did you get out your phone and open up a browser?
And then I was like, and then on the internet, there are these things called websites. And then, so then we get into this long discussion and she just basically says, sounds like trouble to me.
Yeah. Oh, Nan, you are right. The internet is nothing but trouble. You do not want to be surfing the internet unprotected either. And you find all sorts of nasty things.
She goes into this, you know, big discussion about how she doesn't really think that it's a thing. You know, that I think it's just a fad, you know, that's gonna end soon.
Just like bell bottoms and hippies, it's just a fad.
Yeah.
It's just a fad, man.
And she was actually, my auntie was showing her pictures of, her auntie had just bought a house, and she was showing her pictures of this new house on the internet. And she was just like, you know, she then said, I just wouldn't want my house on the internet. I don't want people to see how I live. Like, you know, that.
Oh, God, don't tell her about Google Maps.
I know.
Or Google Earth. She will freak out.
So then we head to the supermarket, Dave.
Oh, God, here comes some good stuff. Shopping with Nan.
Nan has this thing where apparently she's not allowed to eat special things, but I'm like, oh, she's an adult. I don't care about her dietary requirements. Like, that's not for me to decide what's okay for her to eat and what's not okay for her to eat. And so we're going up and down the aisles and we get to the ice cream aisle. Dave, oh. I have never seen anyone bounce up and down the ice cream aisle the way my nan bounces.
She loves herself some ice cream.
She loves the ice creams. She was spoiled for choice. And she,
so was she going for the gourmet ones or did she go for the tub with the three flavors?
So she goes for the, like, you know, those chocolate coated ones with like the different flavors underneath each. So it's like a mixed variety one.
Oh my God, it's like an ice cream lasagna.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, I don't really like the vanilla, but I guess if it's in the pack, I'll eat it. You know,
vanilla is a bit overrated. For her.
Yeah.
She's too cool for vanilla.
And I learned some important things, like, you know, she's shorter than I am. And Dave, I'm like 5'3", so I'm quite short. But she couldn't reach the top of the toilet paper aisle. So I pulled down, you know, the first lot of toilet paper. She's like, oh, no, like shaking her head at me. No, no. I was like,
She doesn't approve of your toilet paper choices.
I'm like, well, it's extra soft. She's like, no, I had to have the fancy one. It has to have the floral design. So I just pulled off the regular white.
The floral design is more important than the soft texture, Jade. When will you get it right? Priorities in buying toilet paper.
My favorite thing of the day, though, Dave, was my nan was on to her third coffee of the day.
Oh, Lord.
And she looks at the coffee and she says, I don't need to have dinner tonight. I've got all the vitamins I need. There you go.
Old people philosophy. Coffee's nutritious. Yeah. And if you've had 3 cups of coffee today, you don't need dinner. You heard it here first on Different Strokes.
There you go. It's a penny pinching advice as well.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
Now, Jade, let's get to our music pick of the week. Mm-hmm. This week's my turn, and I've gone with Ciara's Got Me Good. So it's a new single from the American R&B singer. You would have heard of Ciara. She's got some random hits here and there in Australia.
Her name sounds familiar, but I wouldn't know a song that
she sang. Probably not. She's quite known, in my books anyway, she's quite known for doing high-energy dance R&B. That's the kind of Ciara I want to hear. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of Ciara I see succeeding on an international level. Over the past few years, you know, she's dabbled in a bit more R&B. She's gotten in touch with her R&B roots. She's, you know, put out a mid-tempo here and there, but I'm not really here for that.
Yep.
I haven't got time for that. So the good thing about the new single Got Me Good is that it's a totally return to that mainstream high-energy dance R&B stuff that I really liked from her. It's co-written and produced by Dark Child, who has worked with Lady Gaga, Beyonce, and also did some tracks on Ciara's 2 albums, Evolution and Fantasy Ride. So the beat, Jade, I let you had a listen to it before. Mm-hmm. The beat is actually, to me, it's got some really awesome, really big punchy synths, you know? And that kind of reminds me of the kind of early noughties, early 2000s Max Martin productions. Mm-hmm. Like if you listen to Britney's Oops, I Did It Again or Baby One More Time, it's got those punchy synths.
Yeah.
So I feel like Dark Child's trying to implement a little bit of that. Vocally, though, Ciara, I have to say, she absolutely brought her game. It's got a huge pop chorus. Like I haven't heard a single by Ciara that has a bigger pop chorus than this one. It's just, it sounds really good. Mm-hmm. It sounds really good on the radios. It just absolutely explodes. And also in there, Jade, you know, she's thrown in some, you know, really bratty spoken word rap bits. So she's kind of keeping a little bit of that street flavor in a really mainstream pop song,
yep.
If you get what I mean.
She's being her own rent-a-rapper.
She's being her own... It's not like a full rap verse. It's like, a line of rap in there. Yep. So it still sounds like a major pop single that we would add here at Joy. Got Me Good is now out in Australia. It's the second single from a forthcoming album, One Woman Army, which is set to drop early next year, Jade. Mm-hmm. Some of the songwriters already enlisted for this project include Livy Frank, Ali Timposi, who has written for Britney Spears and Cheryl Cole, and our Different Strokes friend, Winter Gordon.
Ooh.
Winter Gordon's written a song for Ciara's album, and she's like, it's a pop song. It's a big pop song. So I think, you know what? It sounds promising for the girl. It sounds promising.
Joy 94.9.
Now, Jade, we're reminiscing on 2012, of course, and I can't help but bring back this moment where we talked about The Amazing Race.
Look, I just think of all of the reality shows, like I think we would probably suit Amazing Race. I think that you and I would potentially make a good team that would, you know, provide what reality TV shows look for.
Yeah. So what Jade's trying to say is that there will be drama.
Yeah. There'll be drama. There'll be tears. There'll be...
And that's just all me.
Yeah.
Because Jade, you know, usually is a sensible one unless she's, feeling a bit sick on the plane.
Yeah, I'm a bit more moderate with my emotions.
Yeah, you would just puke on me or something.
Yeah.
But in any case, we've gotten a lot of suggestions of European countries, actually, where it happens to be summer. So we're very much toying with this idea of escaping the Melbourneian winter. Mm-hmm. we've got a message here from Serena saying, Amazing Race City, got to check out.
Reykjavik
in Iceland.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds cold, but it's probably not as cold as, it sounds on paper.
Yes. Angela from Reservoir says, Bologna in Italy, race up the tower. It is so steep. My husband got vertigo. It is about 500 years old and about 500 steps. Then at the bottom next to it, it is a great pizza bar. You can have a pizza eating challenge to finish off.
I'm one for, you know, I'm really all about trying local foods in whatever city, in whatever town I'm in, however gross it may be. I will go there just for the sake of trying something new, Jade. So
I'll let you take that challenge then.
Well, no, that's not the point. No, it's called Different Strokes, right?
Yeah.
So the point is that for us to try something different.
Yeah.
So I want you, this is what I'm proposing to you, that you make it your commitment to try crazy foods when we go on our holiday together.
If it's not slimy, sure.
Oh, it's going to be slimy. I'll make sure it's slimy.
No, see, like, you know, a couple of, maybe 2 years ago now, you took me to eat chicken feet, which, you know, that was fine.
We didn't go anywhere exotic, just Chinatown.
Yeah, yeah. You know, chicken feet was fine. I can handle that, but I don't know that, I don't know.
How creepy like it's going to get.
If it was a fish eyeball or, like, I don't know, I could do that.
Joy 94.9.
Now let's have a listen to one of our favourite moments of this year doing Breakfast Radio.
Mm-hmm.
It was a time where Jade and I battled it out live on air playing Kylie's Beat the Intro app. Okay, are you guys ready for this? Because Jade and I, for the very first time in all these years of us, you know, doing radio and all that, we're going to battle each other live on air playing a gaming app.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys know Jade loves her apps. Like, she plays gaming apps all the time. So this week, funnily enough, it was actually my suggestion.
Yeah.
So I've decided to bring in Kylie Minogue's new free app. It's a free gaming app to celebrate her 25 years in music.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Beat the Intro, Kylie, K25. And exactly like all the other Beat the Intro games, Jade, the point of it is that they'll play a snippet of a song and you have to guess out of the three options which song it is. And you got to do it, you know, before the time runs out.
Confide in me.
Oh, you guys, that was the only, you know, Kylie song.
Higher? Do it again?
Ba-bow.
Better than today, okay. Can't get you out of my head.
Oh, well done.
Kids,
yes. Very good, Jade. God. Oh, come on.
On a night like this?
Oh, she's much better than I thought, you guys. Ooh.
Time Bomb?
Oh, yes, correct.
All I See?
Oh, she just said it. Yes. There you go.
This is my last one.
Do you guys know what this song is by Kylie? Any old school Kylie fans?
King or Queen?
No.
Ugh. Okay, so I got 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. That's really good, you guys. So a round of applause for Jade.
Yay!
Oh, my God. So much for someone who isn't an observer of Kylie music.
Yeah.
I think you did extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jade, this year, some of us have gone on a different quest to find love and have done so via Instagram or tried to... tried to find it on Instagram. And I want to talk about a phenomenon that really I kind of saw emerging this year called Insta-whoring.
Mm-hmm.
It's the art of taking selfies of yourself, looking a certain way, maybe partially undressed, and tagging it appropriately so you get the right response.
Yeah. Dave, has that worked or?
No.
Because you're pretty much professional at this. You're professional selfies, and you were around before, you know, the MySpace days. You were doing it long ago. You had selfies down.
I had selfies down for my MSN conversations.
And let me say, Dave, it's been quite a disturbing year for me at times because I've seen more of your body than I have ever wanted to see.
It's not explicit. Let's try to get this straight. You know, it's not the point where, you know, it's something that needs to be banned or flagged for nudity. It's just sometimes my rule is that if I'm comfortable looking like this on a beach, then I'm comfortable with my photo being taken in me dressed in this manner. So, you know, if I were to wear Speedos to a beach, then I'm comfortable with posting a photo of myself in Speedos.
Or underwear.
Well, underwear is pretty much Speedos because yep. they're the same length. So, I mean, it was once, Jade. Come on. A man's got to eat.
but this is the thing. Like, I'm innocently going through my Instagram feed and then there it is.
There it is. But look, it doesn't happen very often, but I feel like this is a phenomenon that has really happened this year because I see some of my friends and a lot of people on Instagram doing that. You know, if you click on the gay tab in mm-hmm. Instagram, you get to find all these. Why are you giggling? No. Like you've never done it before.
No, I haven't.
But you get all these really amazing, fabulous selfies from gay men from all over the world taking photos of themselves, pouting or flexing their muscles.
Is this a new way of dating?
I feel like it is the new way of dating.
I want an actual example of someone finding love through Instagram because I don't think it's real.
I
think it's just a chance for everyone to show off their bodies.
It is a chance for them to show off their bodies and to see everyone else's bodies. And maybe, you know, you want to follow each other and start commenting on each other's photos, and who knows, maybe there's a link to your Twitter profile and you can follow each other on Twitter and then Facebook. There's lots of layers with social networking.
Okay, so it's just an added layer before it gets to like real life,
I suppose.
And that means that it would take longer for something to happen.
Maybe. Or you could just skip all that and just, you know, it depends on how you work.
So your Insta-whoring of this year mightn't see any value
Until next year. I know. I think I'm giving up on it. But it is the summertime and I do love my body. So. I'm just saying that, you know, sometimes if you can take a nice photo of yourself, you know, you should be proud of that.
Okay.
You should celebrate. There's enough negative messages out there. Let me just be real for a second, Jay. There's enough negative messages out there telling us that our skin's not good enough. We're not the right size. We're not the right color and mm-hmm. height or whatever. For you to have even a shred of confidence to take a photo of yourself and think, damn, I look all right in that, and you want to share that to the world, power to you, I say. You need to embrace that self-confidence in any way, shape, or form you can get.
And just make sure you put the right hashtag.
And make sure you put the right hashtag.
Joy.
Joy.
94.9.
Let's reminisce a little on the time I had my mum on to talk about Big Brother.
Now, Ben was the openly gay male housemate who won Big Brother last night. Did you expect Ben to win?
Yes, I'm like, hooray!
you were obviously really excited for him to win?
Yes, I vote for him. Not knowing the cost, that is 55 cents. I don't care.
I'm telling you guys, my mom emptied her coin purse.
I don't care.
Mom, how much do you think you spent on voting for Ben?
20 times. So can you imagine? So when Dave was telling me it's 55 cents, Mom, I said, I don't care. Look at it as like I take him out for a treat.
Now, Mum, what is it about Ben that made you wanted to pick up the phone and vote? Because you don't normally do stuff like this. You don't really watch TV.
No, I don't. But he is somebody that I'm like looking at it and I say, wow, he is a role model.
But what about Layla, who was the runners-up?
Oh, he's a sweetie.
You like Layla too?
Not really. Nothing much I can learn from her.
You pick your Big Brother winners based on people that, you know, you find are going to bring some value to your life.
Two-way things.
Yeah, it is a two-way thing.
We are in the community, two-way things.
Yeah. So what did you think about Ben proposing to his partner on TV?
That is good. So intelligent. I'm just so excited about that.
Did you kind of tear up? Did you get emotional?
Tell me about that. Didn't you see I wet my T-shirt?
My mom.
Before her mom could cry, I cry already. The minute they announced his name, oh my God.
It's hard not to be affected by Big Brother, Jade, when you hear my mom like tearing up. Yeah.
And I couldn't stop. It just keeps flowing. And when he kneeled down and proposed, I said, good on you. Good on you. Wow. Then I was thinking, hey, those people who protest about gay marriages, come on, get real. Wake up. Spend your time somewhere else and protest on something else. Maybe like against drug, a pusher, you know, something like that, that pull innocent people's life down. Forget about it.
See,
attention.
My mom's keeping it real. She's all about equal love.
That's Mama Lim realness right there.
Round about this time every week, we like to check out what kind of app you're thrilling us with.
Mm-hmm.
This will be the last one for a while.
Yes.
Because we're going on break until 7th of March.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we'll be coming back on Thursday breakfast. But you're going overseas on Sunday. So what will be keeping you company on the plane, I wonder?
Well, Dave, this one, I haven't gone with a game this week.
Oh.
I've gone with, there's been a lot of discussion this week about Twitter announcing that very soon they're going to have the ability for you to download all of your previous tweets.
Why would you want that?
Well, if you want a record of what everything that you've ever said on Twitter. And in any case, there's also been some promotion of a couple of apps, one called Time Hop and another called Rewind.me. Both offer a similar thing, but do them in very different ways. So Time Hop, basically you go onto Time Hop, you hook up your Facebook and your Twitter, and it looks at today, and then it'll tell you what you were doing 5 years ago, what you were doing 1 year ago, and will put up the posts that you had from that particular day and time. So there was one that was I saw for yesterday, Dave, that had one of our strokers made an animated GIF of us.
Oh, so this was this time last year.
This time last year. So you can sort of go back through time. If nothing happened on that day, it can be a bit like boring or whatever, you know, and you can't really. The thing I found like a bit frustrating about that particular, about Time Hop, is that it doesn't seem like you can really go. It's like you can only go to the day, you know, a year back in time from today, and you can't see what happened yesterday.
Or any other day. Like, what if you wanted to, like, have a look for your anniversary or something? Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what's a bit of what I don't really like about that particular app. Rewind.me their historical data, if you will, around place. So you can have a look at what your top categories are for where you've actually checked into things.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can see, you can then click through and say, oh, what date was I there? And they've got like different rankings and what locations are popular.
So if you've like checked yourself in at a bar or a club or anything, you'll be able to like see all the status updates and maybe photos that you posted.
Yeah, and you'll be able to see, you know, how often you've been there and all of that kind of stuff.
Oh, Lord.
Do you want to be reminded of how often you've been to that venue that you've promised yourself you won't go to?
All these things shall be revealed. The internet doesn't forget, yeah, do they, Jay?
No, the internet does not forget.
No, it doesn't forgive either.
And it's interesting to see how if these types of apps and tools continue to grow, given that, you know, there's so many new things come up, and then you'll sort of sign up for things and then you forget about it, and then you've got all of these little bits and pieces across the web. How do you keep track of that?
And they've got apps for those kind of things as well. They've got programs for you to unify all your social networking thingy bobs,
or just shut them down when you don't want them anymore.
I know. It's hard though sometimes, because you're like, what if it becomes cool again and then I lose my username and all that kind of stuff? There's a lot of anxiety when
that's
you're
why we're still holding on to the Different Strokes MySpace.
Oh my God, we do have a MySpace account still. Do. That's crazy. That is some old school stuff for you. Nobody go look it up. Please don't. We're removing it, right, Jade?
Yeah,
deleting
totally,
it.
Totally.
Making it inactive. Hideous photos.
It might come back, Dave. Maybe.
Maybe one day.
joy 94.9.
Here at Different Strokes, though, this year, we've, as with every single week when we do live radio, there's, you know, certain things up to chance, and you know, sometimes live radio just feels terribly real when things don't work, Jade. And we've had, you know, some technical issues throughout the year, and this is one of probably my favorite moments where we've had to steer through some technological issues to continue to bring you quality radio content. I say that in air quotes because I don't know how much of a quality it is.
Yeah, sure. This is different.
She's just a girl, she's on fire.
She just can't let it go, can she?
This is Different Strokes with Jade and Dave on Joy 94.9, where we are perpetually interrupting Alicia Keys.
You must feel so lucky to go and watch these shows that you would never have thought to watch ever before.
Look, I always go on the personal recommendation of a friend when it comes to TV shows, because I'm quite loyal with the series that I watch.
Tune in for a Different Strokes take on television.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave.
Look, Jade, we're trying to get your interview of the husbands to play here. Look, come on, technology. You know, Jade is like your best friend. How could it? How could this possibly fail you guys? I mean,
but it's okay.
We'll sort it out. Okay, let's give it a crack now and see if it's going to let us have it. Okay, because here at Different Strokes, we're, you know, problem solvers.
Yeah. That's probably not it, Dave.
Oh, that sounds like you talking to some sort of computer. Let's hear that again. Hello, husband. So tell us a bit about your show.
Yeah.
I think they're saying that it's really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they said something about some co-stars. You know what? Season 2 of The Husbands is now available online, apparently, Jade.
Yeah, it is, if you go to lovehusbands.com.
Yes, absolutely. And it stars Mekhi Phifer and who else? Joss Whedon, apparently. Jade, you're a big fan of Joss Whedon. I mean, he's like, you know, quite popular in the sci-fi circles. Tell us why that is.
Well, he created Buffy.
Do you need any more reasons, Dave? We'll definitely try to get the interview for you guys. If we can't do it, do you know what? We're going to let you have it in podcast version.
Yeah, well, I've got a long podcast of it.
Yeah, it's like an extended, you know, juicy behind-the-scenes chat.
Yes.
Yeah. What's the TV equivalent of Molly Meldrum that you could be?
I don't know.
Angela Bishop?
Oh, Dave.
We have had to steer through some very interesting issues. Sometimes it's self-imposed because I'm uncoordinated behind a panel.
We've had several times where, you know, it seemed like gremlins were involved, like the station went down, the clock wasn't working.
The clock wasn't working once. But, you know, this is the beauty about doing radio. You just got to be prepared.
Yeah.
You got to be prepared.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.